I thought that was a really good way to understand this idea of getting out of the boat, one step at a time. And the way we gain our faith, right, is by hanging out with God, right? Hanging out with people who know God, understanding how God works in the world. If we have faith issues, like he talked about there, hang out with Old Faithful. Watch Old Faithful. See how faithful that geyser is. Well, the same thing applies to God. Hang out with God. See how faithful God is in your life as we walk on water. And, you know, with one step at a time, we can widen our faith walk or our spiritual comfort zone. With that concentric circles, I just thought that was a really cool way to look at it, where you can take one step and get comfortable there. And then continue on God's calling in your life and take another step. You see, God generally helps people's faith grow by asking them to take what? The first step. See, that's the issue with people like me, because we want to study it to death, right? Before we take that first step, because we want to make sure that it's right. But a lot of times most of the time in Scripture, faith grows because we've taken the first step. You understand that? The way God asked Moses to take that first step was by asking him to throw down his staff. The one thing that he had grown to depend on. The one thing that kept lions away from his sheep. The one thing that kept people away from his sheep. The one thing that saved his life on many occasions. The only thing that he really had whenever he was out with his sheep. The thing that kept the sheep in line, right? And God was saying, throw it down, Moses. You don't need it anymore. Throw it down, Moses. Throw it down, Moses. And he had to throw it down. He had to take that first step. You see, because faith grows when we take that first step. You see, whenever Moses went to the Hebrew people and said, I'm going to lead you out of here. You got to have faith. Well, ask me something. I'm getting ahead of myself. Would they have ever seen the Red Sea open if they hadn't followed Moses? Would they ever been able to walk across on dry land, I must need a cup of coffee, dry land, right? If they would have never taken that first step of faith, they would have never experienced that wonderful miracle of the pillar of flame by night leading them and the pillar of cloud leading them by day. They would have never seen that if they hadn't taken that first step of faith. First step of faith. You have to get out of the boat a little every day. As you do, your faith will deepen and your spiritual comfort zone will widen. Maybe it's fear that holds you back. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's fear. On the other hand, maybe it's frustration over a fallen, broken world that drives you to get out of the boat. Maybe it's seeing injustice or people being deprived in this world that makes you get out of the boat because you are so sick of the pain and the hurt in the world. Maybe it's compassion that drives you to get out of the boat. One thing that we've had experience with in our own family was several years ago, I think Paul, I don't know, maybe he was 8 or 9, and it was after, was it Katrina? Was that the first terrible hurricane that hit? I've lost track of my hurricanes because there's so many. I don't remember if it was Rita or Katrina. Katrina? And one night watching the news, they talked about elementary schools had no books because they'd all flooded out and all the books were ruined. And Paul's a huge reader, right? And so Paul looked at us and he said, we got to do something about this. Right? And we're like, okay, Paul, what do you want to do? So he started spreading the news, right? Jamie and I did what he asked us to do. Spread the news, right? We got thousands of books. Thousands of books. And we got to take them down to one of the places, New Iberia, to their elementary school. That's what being moved by compassion is. Get out of the boat. You can do, even an 8 or 9 year old kid can do tremendous miracles because they step out of the boat. That one step of faith. And then it leads to 2 and 3. And great things. Finally, it might be prayer that drives you out of your boat. There's a story that he lifts up in the book about Bob. That name, by the way, is the same no matter if you spell it forwards or backwards. I don't know why that came out. Did I say that? But anyway, this is a really cool story.